The city of Cape Town, meanwhile, has got a lot of coverage for its decision to implement this plan to buy electricity on the open market. So in other words, if you're able to produce an excess of power, then it can be sold back into the grid. And today the city has been outlining its plan. EWN reporter Ntuthuzelo Nene has been covering that for us. Ntuthuzelo, good afternoon to you. What does the city of Cape Town say about this plan?
Good afternoon, man. The Mayor Jordan Hill-Lewis has just tabled the City of Cape Town's three-phase independent power plan to the City Council. The Mayor says the municipality has made much progress on the first phase, with a 200-megawatt procurement of renewable energy concluded last year. And Hill-Lewis says the second phase deals with the paying of residents an incentive for the power they save. The tender for this program is still under evaluation and will be awarded in the coming months. Now, the third phase and final phase is expected to yield at least 300 megawatts to the grid of Cape Town, he says, and will not only focus on renewable energy, but will also include all other important dispatchable technologies, such as battery storage and gas to power. Now, Mayor Hill-Lewis says adding 500 megawatts more of independent power to the Cape Town grid will go a long way to ending load shedding over time.
We've already made much progress on the first of our three-phase procurement for load shedding protection, with a 200 megawatt procurement of renewable energy concluded last year. Tenders are to be awarded in the coming months, with the procurement now in the evaluation phase of technical proposals received from those IPPs. I can confirm that we are working with the Center for Scientific and Industrial Research, the CSIR, on grid integration to determine when and where these IPPs will feed power into Cape Town's grid. The second of the three-phase procurement for load shedding protection takes the form of our Power Heroes program. This initiative is based on paying residents incentives for voluntary energy savings, which will entail automatic remote switching off of power-intensive devices at peak times. The demand response tender for this program, launched in October, is currently also in evaluation phase and will be awarded within the coming months.
That's the mayor of the city of Cape Town outlining their plan to buy electricity on the open market. Thanks to Ntuthuzelo Nene, EWN reporter, for covering that story for us.